Talk Live, and you're invited to bring up anything you want here as we launch into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts. We'll continue the psychotic lawyer story that Johnny Ray has been telling. We'll do a recap for those of you just tuning in when we get a chance here in this hour. It's pretty crazy. We'll get to that here in a few moments. With you tonight in the studio, it is Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Let's jump right into your phone calls and thoughts. We'll go to Jake in Utah, listening to KZNU. Hey, Jake.
Hi. We started talking yesterday, and I apologize. I called in late. I was meaning to call in at the first of your program.
Ah,
we were talking about the prayers at the town meeting in Virginia. And the atheist called in and said how he was offended that they closed the name, the prayer in the name of Jesus Christ.
Right. And so what was your point on that?
Well, my concern is that, you know, you guys talk about, you know, you want things to be free, you want things to be open and all this, but yet it's okay to restrict against Christians, but it's not okay to restrict against anyone else. You know, if he doesn't like it, then don't listen. It's not like they asked him to offer the prayer, and it's not like they said anyone who is here that is not, that is not going to participate is going to be shunned. Like I was saying yesterday, it's nothing to him. It's nothing more than rants from a lunatic on the street, you know, because it doesn't mean anything to him. And so why did he have to go around saying everyone else needs to change to conform to me?
Well, I think what it means to him, and this is, by the way, I forget which town it was, but it was a New York town that they've been doing these monthly benedictions or whatever, these sort of pre-meetings.
These
pre-city
go on
council
at many
meetings.
Many,
yeah, they're not uncommon. And I think that what it means to him is that he feels like one religion is getting preference over others, and he would prefer to not hear any religious invocation at these meetings. That, you know, this is supposed to be a city council meeting. Let's just get to the meeting, please, rather than have the religious ceremony in front of it. What is the necessity of having a religious ceremony in front of a government meeting in the first place?
Well, it's the majority preference.
Well, we're supposed to be living in a republic where minorities have rights, and it shouldn't matter if the majority wants to have a particular religion. Establishing a religion within the state is a clear violation of the Constitution, in my understanding.
Yeah, absolutely. Having a state-run religion absolutely is a violation.
But having a state endorsed religion, you're saying, is totally fine. So if there were a bunch of Hindu folk that were living in your area and they just started doing whatever it is that Hindu folk do in front of the city council meetings, you'd be okay with that. If they were in the majority, that'd be fine with you?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Well, let me ask you this. So what's going on currently in Oklahoma is they've got a statue of the Ten Commandments out in front of like a courthouse or something like that. And they've been petitioned by the, I don't know, the Church of Satan or something like that.
Satanic Temple.
The Satanic Temple they're going to put up a statue to Baphomet, which is like this goat god thing with horns and wings, I don't know. And it's going to have children like beseeching the goat god. Do you think that this is cool? I mean, doesn't this sort of lampoon religion to the point that we just don't need any of this stuff anymore?
Well, yeah, and I had given some thought to that. For one, the monument was donated. It didn't cost taxpayers a thing. And
it's true. So will be the Satanic Monument.
Yeah. Okay. And so now what it really fundamentally comes down to is what are the teachings of God? Okay. Let me just really oversimplify it to be kind to other people. And now what are the teachings of Satan? And this, I don't know. I can't answer that, but I'm not imagining it has anything to do with doing good to others.
Well, you think that the teachings of God are like to be good. I would agree with you. However, I don't think that's contained within the Bible, and I don't think it has much to do with the law as written in like Deuteronomy and that sort of thing. I mean, you know, when you look at the Old Testament, God isn't really talking about being good to people when he's slaughtering everybody in Canaan in order to give the Jews their promised land.
And by the way, there's a lot of misinformation out there about Satanists and what they believe and what they don't believe. And so it would have been best had you just said you don't really know, because, you know, you haven't studied Satanism, so you don't really know.
I don't, and that's exactly what I was getting at. That's why I said, I don't know. I haven't looked into it. But I would imagine, you know, I do know the beliefs that, that come from Christianity. And in, and to, like I said, to really oversimplify it, it's be good to your fellow man. Mm-hmm. You know, don't kill him. Don't steal from him. Treat him kindly. All these things. And so it's like, okay, that's not bad stuff. Now, the Church of Satan, I don't know what they profess. I don't know what they teach. But I know that just taking that from face value, from what I believe about Satan, I really would have a problem with that. If they came to me and they said, well, no, actually, the Church of Satan believes in service. And that's our whole fundamental belief structure. I would say, okay, I wouldn't mind supporting that.
Do we need giant bronze statues of goat gods out in front of every courthouse in America? I mean, look, I'm not here saying that we need to change everything. Like, you know, Las Cruces, California is now going to have to be called something else. This is just unacceptable. You know, I'm not going to do that. Corpus Christi is going to have to change its name. I'm not there, but I mean, it kind of feels like, look, tell you what, take the Ten Commandments statue, put it the American Legion, which is a private thing, and that'll be best for everybody. And we're just not going to have any religious stuff here in the government buildings because, you know,
it's just conflict.
People get all upset about it. They're all activated by it.
You're apparently fine with it, but a lot of people are very upset by it.
I don't want to hear it. If I go to a town meeting, I don't want somebody else, you know, praying their stuff that I disagree with. I mean, shouldn't I, if some chaplain is going to be up at the front of the room saying some Jesus prayer, shouldn't I be able to just chime in with any old thing I want and try to shout him down?
Okay, well now, okay, so let hear me out here really quick because
I'm listening.
I know, and I just I was thinking about this. I've had you know a day to think about it. Now, you know, initially when I was listening to your program, I thought, oh, what are these guys talking about? And I was kind of intrigued. And then when I heard you guys had you know were kind of supporters of the whole what is it? The Wall Street movement?
Oh, the Occupy movement?
Yes, yes. And then I thought, oh my gosh. But then I still continued to listen. I thought, you know what? I'm going to give them a chance. I'm going to hear them out. And then since then, I've kind of opened my mind a little bit. And you guys make some good points. But then one comment that was made yesterday was about, you know, moving to where like-minded people are is your whole point of this of putting this together, so that you can all be together, have similar beliefs, similar desires, and be together and be left alone, right?
But not force our beliefs on others, which is what the government system allows people to do. It allows people who have the political connections to, in this case, force their religious beliefs on others.
Okay,
well, I think Jake is suggesting that the man who, instead of complaining about the prayer, he should leave. He should go to where people are more like
him. But he wanted
to
attend a town meeting. He lives in that town right now, and he's interested in the process and what's going on there.
I think this really comes down to the set of rules. You know, what do the rules say about doing this? And there's the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York. And these constitutions talk about separation of church and state. And, you know, what does that mean to everybody? It's certainly changed throughout history here in the United States. Massachusetts, at the time of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, had a state religion, and you know they were clear that it was the intention is the federal government wouldn't lay down a state doctrine, but that the states themselves could do that. But I kind of feel like there's something about evolution here, an evolution of a society. And if we're all going to live together, which seems to be the goal for sort of right-thinking folks, then we're going to have to kind of set some of our religious preferences to the side. You know, I mean, like they cause conflict, and unneeded conflict, in my opinion.
Jake, I'm glad you called back in about this. I appreciate you taking the time to do that tonight. Glad we had a better chance to really flesh it out to some extent. I appreciate
it. Call back anytime.
Yeah, any old time you want. Appreciate hearing from you. 8:55. By the way, not only did I attend the Occupy, I also attended the tea parties. So what does that make me? 8:55. 4:50 free. Free time.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself. If you'll call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send you the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional. Call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-970-6156. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-970-6156 now.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book. And it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You want to talk about religious invocations prior to town meetings? That was the last topic on the table. We'll still come back to Johnny Ray's story here.
Just a little bit left.
About this attorney, this psychotic attorney who is using all kinds of illegal tactics to go after his wife in a divorce case. We'll get to that. And also want to let you know about cashintocoins.com. You've heard about bitcoins. Glenn Beck was talking about bitcoins the other day. I saw a clip that somebody posted on Facebook, on YouTube, and it sounded like he kind of got it. like, you know, they had some misinformation, some stuff they didn't really understand, like some of the more technical details and how it kind of works or whatever. But it's getting out there. People are talking about Bitcoins. And
he said that he would absolutely invest in Bitcoin.
You saw the clip then. Yes, he did.
Well, I posted the clip. But that he hadn't. And, like, his friend is like, yes, I had Bitcoins, but I don't have them now, or something. It was all sort of very confusing to me.
I emailed his producers and suggested that they have either me or Stephanie or somebody on the show as an expert to discuss the issue. I don't know if they'll get back to me, but, yeah, it's worth a shot. Anyway, you can go and get Bitcoins right now. If you've got the wallet, you can go to cashintocoins.com and learn about how you can – simple instructions, easy, safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. You can turn your cash via money order, check, or wire transfer into Bitcoins, and the rates are outstanding. Plus, you can even donate some of the fee, the transfer fee, to charity. And if you want to save big time on the rates, you can get zero transfer fee by ordering less than $40. So great way to kind of get your feet wet in the world of Bitcoin. Go to cashintocoins.com, order less than $40 worth. There's no fee. Go over $40, and it's very, very reasonable. I think 3% the last time I looked. Cashintocoins.com. I have used it, by the way, and it works well. So let's go on here. Johnny Ray with the story from William Norman Grigg at the Pro Libertate blog. He's told us a story about a divorcing couple, one of whom is an attorney. The male is an attorney, and he's a psycho, apparently. There's video evidence of him being absolutely insane and violent, and apparently he's been abusive towards his wife and his daughter at times in the past. He managed to acquire the assistance of a sheriff's deputy, who went to the woman's house in question where she was being kept in a supposed safe house. He identified the location for the attorney. He then went to that location, raided the house with some of his sheriff's buddies, and took her computers. Then he legally delivered the computers to the husband. And while the woman was being held in a jail cell, the husband apparently went into the home, which was likely left unlocked by the police. Because, by the way, when the police raid your house and you get arrested, they're under no obligation to lock your door. You're lucky if they'll even close it.
In a lot of cases, how do you lock a door?
Usually you can pop that little thing on the bottom and a lot of the bottom side of the door, the little push button thing. Anyway, so apparently husband walks in during the time she's in jail, takes a black book of hers that happens to have computer passwords in it, which, of course, is one of the problems with always having to have a bunch of different passwords. There are some online password managers that can help solve that.
Sure, but when they steal your, in a lot of cases, if they steal the laptop, then you're in bad shape again.
No, your online password manager is online, so your passwords are stored and encrypted online, like LastPass is one of them.
Sure, but if you leave LastPass so that it's convenient to use, like, you know, when you have one of these, these things, it's...
If you're logged in, you mean, it could
be
a problem? Yeah, they can all... You can auto set a setting to auto log out, but maybe, you know, anyway, it was just a suggestion. For anybody that's got a little black book of passwords, that is a security problem. Unless that thing's in a safe, it's a security problem. So there are solutions for that. Johnny Ray, did I appropriately catch us up on the story?
Yes, you neglected. You only neglected the description of Detective Yova.
Oh, you were beginning to tell us about this Detective Yova and how he apparently shot
a man
away
with murder
for jaywalking in wherever it was that he was.
California.
Detective. L.A. He's in L.A. That's right. This is Los Angeles.
In his report, Yova dutifully recited from the police officer's catechism of self-exoneration.
Shot him in the back, by the way, as he was running away.
Yes. Claiming that the unusual behavior of Cuevas and his friends led him to believe that they were, quote, setting him up for an ambush, despite the fact that he was the one who initiated the contact. When Yova demanded that Cuevas show him his hands, he quickly turned his upper body, which prompted the high-strung officer to shoot at him. As Cuevas fled, he stopped long enough to turn and blade his body at the officer, who fired several more rounds. After Cuevas fell, Yova continued. The victim could be seen aggressively moving his shoulders from side to side while screaming, "You bleeping shot me." Honest and rational people would describe this behavior as writhing in agony.
Yeah. He's aggressively moving his shoulders.
As someone deeply indoctrinated in the officer safety uber alles dogma and given authorization to lie, Yova insisted that his victim's death throes left him quote, in fear for his life.
God, what else did they do, right?
He had to shoot him even more.
Which supposedly meant he was justified in firing 2 to 3 rounds from his service weapon at point-blank range.
To a man on the ground.
Wow. Who'd already been shot.
Yova's incident report claimed that Cuevas pulled a handgun from his waistband. A gun was allegedly found at the scene, but Cuevas' fingerprints weren't on the weapon, and there's nothing in the surveillance video corroborating Yova's claim that Cuevas ever reached for it or threatened him in any way.
Wonder where that gun came from.
Additionally,
hard to say.
You don't think the cop that would illegally raid somebody's house and confiscate computers and then illegally turn them over to a husband who's trying to go through a divorce
would carry around
plant a gun.
A bunch of weapons that he's picked up from past encounters with criminals that he can just drop at crime scenes.
My dad was a cop, and I'd heard stories about police officers carrying Saturday Night Specials and ankle holsters so that they could just sort of reach down and drop them.
Wow. More from the story. In moments.
Additionally, the firearm provided to the family's attorney as part of civil discovery was not the silver-handled gun supposedly found on the scene. The video doesn't...
That's a problem. Well, that's my good Saturday Night Special. Here's a juncture for you guys to see this.
The video doesn't show that he makes a threat to the officer, insisted Mayra Murillo, the mother of Cuevas' son, who was a newborn when his father was killed. He's running. He gets shot in the back and he falls down, and the officer stands over him and continues to shoot him. 7 months after Yova killed Cuevas, the L.A. County DA's office, presiding over the familiar liturgy of institutional immunity, ruled that the killer acted in lawful self-defense when he shot a fleeing man in the back and then administered the coup de grace at intimate range. Last September, the county paid $875,000 to settle a $5 million wrongful death suit brought on behalf of the victim's son.
Huh. So there was a suit that cleared this man's name. The family got money out of this, but yet the officer himself was cleared of any wrongdoing.
No punitive action was taken against...
You know what it costs to try to fire one of these officers? I mean, these unions are incredibly powerful. The city's just trying to figure out, what's the cheapest way to handle this? All right, give the family a mill, and, you know, let this nut do whatever he does. Who cares? It's like, you know, nobody ever brings these suits anyway.
No punitive action was taken against Detective Yova, which left him in a position to terrorize an innocent woman on behalf of her estranged and allegedly abusive husband, which is precisely the kind of service reasonable people expect from the degenerate racket called law enforcement.
Why wouldn't he expect he'd get away with this? So far he has. There haven't been any consequences for him on this case yet. I mean, if the guy can get away with shooting a jaywalker in the back, then he probably can get away with whatever he wants to get away with. More on the way here. You can take control, share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Mother's Day is right around the corner.
If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Gentlemen, in search of $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here, toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you and I got interviewed today for the upcoming documentary, The 100 Reasons film. I'm expecting we're going to have editor Bo Davis on with us here at some point this week to talk a little bit more about that film and what's going to be happening with it, what is the vision for it. I'm excited about it. I've signed on as an executive producer. We'll clue you in more. You can go to 101 or 101reasonsfilm.com to learn more about it.
You can go to blockchain.com in order to get a free app that allows you, if you've got a business, sort of a bricks and mortar business, a physical business, to accept bitcoins at your business. At blockchain.com, the app is right there. You can download it to your smartphone. It's for Android from the Google Play Store, or a tablet, whatever's good for you, whatever you're using in your business. And you can accept bitcoins safely, securely, and for free. There are no terms of service. Imagine this for a second. No ID requirement of any kind. You just go to blockchain.com, download the app from the Google Play Store, and get started. Zero fees from blockchain.com. This is fascinating. Now, blockchain.com is a spinoff of blockchain.info, which is
sister site.
Yeah, this is the largest Bitcoin site out there. And you can certainly get a wallet. Anybody can get a wallet for Bitcoins there at blockchain.info. What the blockchain.com app allows you to do is to sort of give limited access to a wallet for employees, because you don't want employees to have necessarily access to your Bitcoin account. So this is a great step forward, and it really makes it possible for little businesses to accept Bitcoin at blockchain.com.
Okay, still to come here, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. We barely touched on it last week, so hopefully we can get a little more in-depth this week. Plus, you said you brought in more than one Johnny Ray, so we'll see how we do with that.
Yeah.
Coming up here in a bit. But I did promise the agorist road crew story, and we were sort of talking earlier about the idea of agorism, which is this supposedly revolutionary tactic to end the state by outcompeting it in the marketplace. working underground first and sort of coming out and eventually competing with the government services openly and out and beating them.
And a great example of that is Bitcoin.
So that's true.
Bitcoin is a, whether instated or not, is an agorist, and I believe it to be, an agorist project where a currency was created to compete with government currencies that is superior because it exists in the marketplace, and it does. And this is the winner of the agorist lottery, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's a great point, Mark. Bitcoin still has a lot of growing to do, but it is already a better product than the government currency for a variety of reasons. It's decentralized. It can't be stopped by the state, which is the most important thing here. Usually an agorist operation is, somebody cooking food for someone else or doing some other thing that involves a human being in a person, a specific place at a specific time doing something that is, not licensed or, they haven't gotten the permission slip from the government to do that. And that's what we're dealing with here with the agorist road crew, because
most of the cases, that stuff's just cute.
So in this case, Tacoma, Washington, the story is from king5.com. The city of Tacoma plans to prosecute anyone caught making a rogue crosswalk after five popped up recently. The group behind them, Citizens for a Safer Tacoma, believes breaking the law is a risk that they're willing to take to save lives. According to Tacoma police, traffic incidents have spiked in the area, and at least 15 members of this group have been hit by cars. They went to the city to ask for help, but they were turned away and are now taking matters into their own hands. If the city does nothing, we will, said a spokesman who wouldn't go on camera because he didn't want to be targeted. The spokesman,
and he would be,
says their cause is important. He said, none of us want to go to jail, but we're more dedicated to the safety of citizens than we are to the law. And so they're going around and painting their own crosswalks in various places where they feel like a crosswalk should be, I guess. And that's illegal. You're going out and adding your own iconography to the sidewalks and the roads is some sort of violation.
I wonder about this. I find crosswalks to be largely annoying.
Oh, I agree. How is it making anyone safer to have a crosswalk anyway?
I don't know.
Well, because the driver sees that there's yellow paint in the road, so and it's a likely place for people to cross, okay. So they might be more careful.
I'll give you that one.
Look, in New Hampshire, there are all kinds of crosswalks crossing roads like 101, which is a pretty major highway going east to west in the state. There are crosswalks on this thing, and you never have an expectation that anybody's going to cross them. So therefore, they just drift into the background, just like all the other lines and dashes and blops on the road. And I disagree with this with that assertion. And what the thing is that, look, if you're crossing the road, I think the crosswalks are for women with children and baby buggies.
Uh-huh.
Old people that can't move very, very fast, young children whose hands are being held by their parents, things like that. But, I as an adult, I can get across the road without your paint, without your lights, and without these things. I can do that without, you don't need this traffic. You don't need to stop for me. Certainly there are places in this world where if you didn't stop the traffic, you'd never be able to cross the street. But in New Hampshire, this doesn't happen. I don't know what it's like in Tacoma. And I don't know, I don't know the specifics on these things, but I just don't think the paint on the road when it comes to crossing the street is that valuable.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to derail you here, Ian, but I wanted to add that Keene, where we live, has got a very pedestrian-friendly policy about crossing the street.
That's a state policy. You have to yield to pedestrians in crosswalks, state law.
And speaking personally, I've always felt it was pretty backward to elevate
the pedestrian. No, I totally agree.
The car rules the road, and you just ruin things for everybody when you try and level the playing field.
Yeah, I agree. When I moved here, it was so bizarre, people stopping for me when I would try to cross the street. It was really, it was annoying. I was frustrated by it. I wanted the people to keep going. Like, look, hey, I'm just a pedestrian here. I don't have to be somewhere fast. You are probably going somewhere. So that was the feeling that I had. Like, why are you stopping?
I'm looking down the street for a gap between the cars where I'm going to be able to cross without it making a difference to the traffic. Yeah. And while I'm looking down there, I see there's a car that's stopped right next to me.
These
are waiting for me to cross.
I've got
to
say, I find it annoying. I mean, these aggressive, stoppers.
Aggressive stoppers.
I'm just expecting
them to
come.
They just don't want a ticket, man. That's all.
I don't think that's what it is at all. I think they're just so darn nice. I expect them to get out of their car, grab me by the hand, and walk me across the street. Please stop. Please stop doing this for me. I was just standing
I've
here.
Gotten used to it over time. I have gotten used to it. I usually wave whenever they stop. I wave to say thank you. And
I do too. But you can't even get too close to the crosswalk.
Like, or if they'll stop. Yeah.
Right. If you're wandering around looking at the scenery, looking at the tops of the buildings or talking on your cell phone or whatever you're doing, if you get within 3 feet of that crosswalk, somebody's going to stop for you and try to wave you across the road. I don't want to go over there.
Yeah, it gives some of these crosswalk walkers an unrealistic
expectation of
being
able to cross. Yeah, we've seen it happen more than once where
people just walk right out.
Won't even look. They'll just walk right out.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna pay attention. Like you are paying attention. The person with the death trap, this 2,000-pound ball of metal hurtling down the road. That you're not like doing something else or looking out at. Whatever.
And that also gives people this, to some extent they get sort of mean about, whoa, you didn't, I didn't actually have to break my stride, but you should have stopped anyway. I like to time traffic as best I can, and that goes when I'm in a car or when I'm walking. I don't want the cars to stop for me because I can get across the street myself. Thanks very much.
So here's the real kicker of this story. Every time a rogue crosswalk shows up in Tacoma, the city spends $1,000 to get rid of it. Now remember, this group, they asked the city to add some crosswalks. What do you think it costs to add a crosswalk?
Probably about $1,000.
$1,000. So now they're spending $1,000 on each rogue crosswalk that this group puts up in order to erase those crosswalks instead of actually just putting up the crosswalk.
Crazy.
More coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live. You take control.
All right, hold on. We've got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, and they say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up what you want. In these remaining moments, there's enough time for you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on our website. All the features there we give to you. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. You get archives, you get interactive methods for other, you know, contacting other Free Talk Live listeners. There's our chat room, the bulletin board system. If you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, you get access to the special Free Talk Live amplifier Facebook group, as well as the amp-only forum, amp-only phone lines, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. The perks aren't the only reason to amp the show. Amp is advertise, market, and promote. It's your $5 a month being invested into Free Talk Live to help us get on more radio stations across the country, to bring new internet listeners on board by doing internet advertising through, say, Google AdWords, which we're doing right now, where, you know, we want people who are just searching for generic talk radio to find Free Talk Live so they can discover the message of freedom, because you just can't do that with most of the rest of the talk radio shows in the business. So you can help us out, help us get into more ears around the world by amping the show and getting perks for yourself. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And I know that, Johnny Ray, you're in the AMP group on the Facebook group, and I believe there was some discussion there about people maybe getting an email address from you and playing games with you, playing online games, because you like to do the Johnny Ray Game of the Week, and some of them are multiplayer.
I would love that. I'd be delighted to play with anybody who wants to play.
So what do you have for us this week? Johnny Ray, last week you touched on one game, and I didn't really feel like we had enough time to really explain it. I know there was another game you were really hot on this week, but can we just jump back to the game from last week and recap?
The game you were referring to is called Shattered Planet. It's by Kit Fox Games, I think. Yeah, Kit Fox Games, Shattered Planet. It's a real-time turn-based hybrid, is how I describe it. Exploration roguelike. So the real-time turn-based hybrid part is that whenever you're playing the game, you're on a little grid map. You're exploring. The purpose of the game is to explore. You go out and explore, you map things, and you
Fight things on the way?
Sure, there's okay. Loads of killing. And every time you kill a new person...
What else is exploring, anyway?
Whenever you kill a new beast, you add it to your collection, and...
That's right, it's not sentient, it doesn't have a family, it doesn't love its children, it's a beast.
They're little crablets, and...
What do you do with the collection of beasts? What do you do with those?
Yeah, all I've done with it is just open it up and look at it and enjoy it.
You can't put them to use? You can't fight with the beasts?
Excellent question, Ian. The answer is yes. Uh-huh. You can. In certain situations, you'll be able to dominate the will of one of these nasty little beasts, and he'll follow you around and fight for you. But so you're exploring in these, they're hovering in air. It's like, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not sure. But slices of land that's hovering in the air, and you go from level to level. But what you're looking at is you're looking at a collection of it's a top-down perspective, and you're walking around on a grid, little squares that are connected by bridges, hovering in air. And what I'm enjoying about this real-time turn-based hybrid is the way it works is you're looking at your guy, and you can touch anywhere on the map, and he'll walk to that place.
Okay.
But every square that he moves takes a turn, even though it doesn't say turn, end turn, end turn, end turn. He just goes straight to the spot. But that takes a turn, and all the beasts that are also out there, they're also moving around for every
With
time
each move,
you move.
They move. Okay.
Yeah. So if you're, you know, if you're
Do
relatively.
You see the beasts when they're walking around?
Yes.
Okay.
So if they're in an unexplored part of the map, there are these sinister red eyes walking around. So if you're relatively safe, then you can just walk around with impunity. It's fine. But then once you start getting a little closer to the bad guys, then you start thinking a little more tactically.
Don't click too far away, click closer to your guy to move just one space, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and you try and exploit what their habits are. So basically when they see you, they kind of make a beeline for you. So so you attract their attention and then maybe back up a pace and they'll move right to you. They'll have no movement left. You smack them and they're dead and you move on. But the point of the game is the content.
It's RPG, right? So you're gaining levels, you're gaining experience.
You go out, you're ultimately doomed to die. You're a clone. And your
really?
Only job is to explore. And when you die, then you get cloned and go back down again. While you're down there, you're collecting. This doesn't make a lot of sense. You collect scrap metal, and the scrap metal you turn into strength and wits and hit points.
That's what I do with scrap metal.
And you keep
Are you
that.
A robot? It looks kind of like I'm looking at a picture here. You look kind of robotic.
You can be. You can get a robot skin.
I see.
So you can change your stats, you can improve your stats, and they will and those little improvements will carry with you. The real way to conquer the game and get as far as you can is to get some great equipment and go down and use that equipment. When you die, you lose all the equipment.
That was going to be my question. Okay, so the goal is to see how far you can get in the game before you die.
Yes, and it's there's because
you will die at some point. Is what you're
right, saying. Right.
Does that mean the game is unbeatable? Does it just continue to scale up in difficulty over time, or is it just that you just haven't gotten through it?
I haven't gotten far enough or learned enough about my game of the week to answer that question.
Now, is that because you've been distracted by this other game of the week?
No, not really. I've been playing Hearthstone, lots and lots
you
of Hearthstone.
You have loved that Hearthstone. You have been talking about Hearthstone now for weeks.
It's addictive, and I like card games.
Okay, and it's multiplayer, right?
Yeah, and it's got a huge community, so it's from Blizzard.
There's always somebody else to play.
Yeah.
All right, so move on to game number two here of the Johnny Ray's Games of the Week in this case.
Sure, okay. It's
the first one was Shattered Planet, and I presume it's on both iPhone and Android.
From Kit Fox Games, yes, Shattered Planet. I'm gonna give you a listie, and you can pick your favorite.
You pick one, Johnny Ray. I don't
all
know.
Right, okay, all right.
You're the Game of the Week guy.
The one that I'm really most excited about is Draw Something. It's okay. A social media platform game. It's from Zynga. Zynga, they're the masters of that social media gaming experience.
Okay.
I believe that Zynga...
Words for Friends. They did Words for Friends.
Yeah, and Farmville, too, I think.
So rich.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so Draw Something. I just started, so I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but it's similar to Pictionary. It's a drawing game.
Mm-hmm. Multiplayer?
Yes, it's okay. Multiplayer. You will... you open up the menu for the game, and it'll say, okay, these people, these friends of yours, they're looking for a game.
I see.
So you pick one of them, and then you pick
can't,
a category.
You can't go against strangers. It's just people in your friends list or whatever?
To the best of my knowledge.
Okay, got it. Draw something.
You pick the guy, yeah, and then it'll give you, and then you pick what you want to draw for them. Certain concepts that are difficult to illustrate, like love, maybe you will get more points for that, and then you draw it. You draw whatever it is, if it's a pumpkin, or if it's love, or if it's the Federal Reserve, or if it's pirates. Mm-hmm. You draw it, you send it to the person, then they try and guess what it is that you drew.
So is there a timer? Is there a timer? Because in Pictionary, there's that timer.
No, there's no timer.
Okay, so you just take as much time to draw what you want to draw.
Right. And what I have available to me is lines of various thickness. I have an eraser. I'm doing all this on a touch screen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really curious to see what I can do with a touch screen, because I can't do anything at all with pen and paper or anything. So if I want, I want to see if I can take my perspective of the world and turn it into something recognizable. The color palette I have is limited, but as you play and you earn points, then you can buy new colors. You start out with about 200...
Roy G. Biv.
You start out with about 300 coins, and a color palette will cost about that much. So I bought the fall color palette because I thought about buying spring because it's spring now. But I thought, well, I'll hedge, or I'll jump ahead a little bit. I'll be ready for when fall comes.
Now, okay, so you send the picture to the friend.
I have no clue what you're talking
about. The friend is supposed to guess what it is. How does the game determine, do you have to ascertain whether they were correct or not, or does the game know whether they were correct or not on its own?
The game will know what it is. The game knows.
So the game gives you, draw love, and you draw a heart, and they type in love, and the game knows that they were right?
Well, all I've done is drawn, what did I draw? I drew a fridge,
mm-hmm.
I drew a bum, and I drew something else that escapes me right now, and then I sent it to those people. I'm waiting for them to respond.
They have not responded.
Yeah.
Instead of drawing a bum, can you just write bum and see what people guess?
Seems like it takes the fun out of it, but yeah, good question. This is working the system. It's good to know the rules.
Sorry, I'm always going to try to figure out how to cheat your little game.
Well, the idea is you don't want them to guess right, or is it a good thing that they guess it right?
I have to assume that you want them to guess what it is.
You do want them, okay.
You'd have to. There'd have to be what it is, because I can always draw something that you can't win, you can't guess.
Right, is this
My bum was, he had a sign, but the sign just had, like, Galactic on it. Well, you couldn't understand what it was.
In Pictionary, it's competitive. There are teams. That doesn't sound like the case with this game.
I think this is more for fun than competition.
You'll have to give us an update when somebody gets back to you on this.
All right.
We're just barely starting on Draw Something. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. It's Johnny Ray's Game of the Week.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.